This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580. I'm Celeste Quinn. My guest in this portion of the program is Da Chen. He grew up in the 1960s and 70s in China. His family suffered greatly during the Cultural Revolution. He wrote about his family's life in the memoirs Colors of the Mountain and Sounds of the River. Da Chen is a graduate of Columbia University Law School. In addition to being a writer, he's a brush calligrapher and plays classical bamboo flute. Now we add novelist to the words that help describe Da Chen. He has written a novel of the Cultural Revolution. The title is Brothers. Da Chen has dedicated this novel, Brothers, to his father and his uncle, two brothers separated for 40 years by one Cold War. Da Chen joins us this afternoon from Chicago. This evening he'll be in Oak Park for a reading and book signing at the Bookstall. That event is set for 7 p.m. Da Chen, good to talk with you again.
Oh, so good to talk to you again. Such an honor. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. We last spoke with Da Chen in March of 2002, and you'll find the interview that we did. We talked about Sounds of the River. You can find that on our website, and you can listen to that in the archives. Well, tell us something of the plot of this book, Brothers, Da.
The Brothers is about two half-brothers, one of the same father but different mother, and one of the illegitimate, the poor son whose mother committed suicide from the very first scene of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is a rich and wealthy, and their life, how their lives intertwine and eventually clasp. But this is actually very much in the same way that James Michener did all his novels. Combining a prose, a story, a family saga and drama against factual historical outline.
Yeah, that makes the story really powerful, I think, in that you have the backdrop, of course, of this great historical struggle, drama, but then also you have it at a very personal level.
Right, right. Washington Post did a wonderful review on the book. It says it's a brilliant novel that brings together human story and inhuman regime.
Yeah.
It says that facts and fiction overlapped so seamlessly here that I have to stop reading and take a breath. Da Chen has achieved something that sounds simple, but in fact close to impossible. He brings the Western reader into the guts of the conflict and agonies and the revelations of events that shook the world's largest population in the 30 years after 1960, which is the Tiananmen Square massacre.
Yeah.
And she said that, make no mistake, this is not contemporary history retold. This is magnificent fiction. It transcends the events it chronicles and does what fiction at its best should do. It changes our internal landscape.
Mm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's lovely. Well, what inspired you to tell a story of two brothers whose paths at once are so divergent and yet intertwine and come together breathlessly in the end? Was it your father and your uncle? Was it their story?
Yes, it's not their story, but I was inspired by the by the fact how we are as human beings, how we are given this fate and a set of destinies that we have to face and how we rise up to it. And this is dedicated to my father and his only brother, because I was struck as a young boy by the fact that in their youth, my father and my uncle's youth, they went to Taiwan from Fujian province, the coastal province, to the beautiful Taiwan, a little island off the Fujian coast in the Pacific, to do business. But in 1949, they went back to get married on the same day, a very joyous moment for the village, for the entire village, because two brothers chose to marry two prettiest women, prettiest village girls in town, one of them including my mother, and who is still pretty and who lives with me now. But then they got married. It's a double joy, double happiness. Some villagers still talk about it to this day. But anyway, right after the wedding, my uncle took his bride back to Taiwan to continue his business. My father stayed on, being asked by his father to take care of some family business, because our family owned some land and storefronts and some other businesses. And then at the end of the week, the Red Army came from the north all the way down to our village, and he was taking away all the people's land, and my grandfather had to surrender his deeds on his knees to the army general. Mm. He had to do that because my grandmother's brothers, who were also wealthy landowners, didn't do that. They resisted a little bit, and they got shot in their head. They all died. Mm. So, and ever since then, our family, the fate of my father had been going down, my grandfather going down from from bad to worse. And as I recount in Colors of Mountain, my grandfather died 80 pounds of yellow skin and bones. He was a victim of the revolution. And my father's prime of his year was condemned to a day darker than the previous and gloomier than the prior one.
Hmm.
So, but my grandfather, my uncle, who just twist of fate, he went on to become prosperous banker in Taiwan. 48 years later, I had the great fortune of coming to America, into this great generous country. And I was in Lincoln, Nebraska, pursuing an undergraduate degree in Union College, Seventh-day Adventist Church School, wonderful school, wonderful people. And then my uncle heard about that. He flew all the way from Taiwan to see me in Omaha Airport. I and other, there were about 50-some Asian people going to meet the people who were deplaning. And my uncle, without having seen me, at all, he rushed all the way out from the gate, directly going to me and hugged me and sobbed like a baby. And after I comforted him down, and he calmed down, I asked him, "How did you recognize me?" He said, "Well, that was easy, because you looked exactly like your father 40 years ago when I last bid goodbye to him."
What a powerful thing family is. We're out of time.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for joining us this afternoon, and maybe in the future we'll have an opportunity to talk again and to spend more time together.
I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, very good.
Thank you so much.
Have a great time in Chicago, and the best of you this evening at your appearance at the bookstall in Oak Park.
Thank you, and I'll play the flute music for everybody as
well.
Oh,
that sounds fabulous. Da Chen, our guest this afternoon for a brief interview here on the Afternoon Magazine. His latest book, a novel, Brothers. He is also the author of the memoirs, Colors of the Mountain and Sounds of the River.